is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Fire updates. The 13 fire started in Craig Sunday afternoon in the area of 9th and 13th Streets when a house caught on fire. It's under control as of late last night. Here's Sergeant Nicholas Cordova with the Moffat County Sheriff's Office.
We do not know the cause of the initial fire right now. Once we have that information, we will release it. It's now considered a wildland fire because it's spread to grass areas in the area.
Craig Police reports 45 acres burned. All evacuation and pre-evacuation orders are lifted. One firefighter was taken to the hospital for a medical evaluation. Updates will be on the Facebook pages for the Moffat County Sheriff's Office and Craig Police. The Lee and Elk fires continue in Rio Blanco County. The Facebook page for the Rio Blanco County Sheriff's Office is updating any evacuations. Current conditions are on a Facebook page called Elk and Lee Fire Information. And the Lee fire started August 2nd as a lightning strike. Both of them did. As of late last night, it's burned 113,378 acres with 7% containment. The Lee fire is about 11 miles southwest of Meeker. Lightning also started the Elk fire. It had burned 14,635 acres as of Sunday evening, 30% contained. The 12 fire is closer to containment at 80% as of Sunday afternoon. Over 4,000 acres burned along Highway 40 in the Elk Springs area of West Moffat County, about 5 miles northwest of Dinosaur. Check travel in the area at codetrip.org. That is Colorado Department of Transportation. Highway 13 between Meeker and Rifle has been closed. Range riders have found another dead steer in Pitkin County. We have reports that local CPW agents confirm that it is a wolf kill. We've asked for confirmation from CPW, who said they will update the confirmed gray wolf depredation website when they have it confirmed by CPW staff when that investigation is complete. Seminars at Steamboat celebrates 23 years in the Yampa Valley, bringing public policy experts to the Steamboat Springs community. All seminars are nonpartisan and free to the public. 5:30 tonight, Strings Music Pavilion. Tonight's topic is the constitutional underpinnings of democracy with Professor Samuel Issacharoff. The Rock County Fair is underway at the fairgrounds in Hayden. The home arts judging begins today. This morning, the Western and English horse shows. The full schedule is on our website. That's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Check it out for yourself at Steamboat Radio or KRAIRadio.com, where the locals go for news.